At the end of September 1945, the world breathed a sigh of relief as the death and destruction of the war finally and formally came to an end. When the dust settled, as many as 85 million souls had been laid to rest, mostly civilians, and a new world order had been formed by the Allied powers, destined to control the trajectory of geopolitics to the present day. Of the millions lost, America escaped the least bloodied, with estimated total casualties recorded to be 419,400. These were dads, moms, sons, and daughters, their lives all cut short by the violence of hell and the evil of man's hearts. It's hard to believe that a similar number of soldiers are right now facing the prospect of forced removal from the U.S. military for refusing to get vaccinated. Last weekend I spoke with several active duty military officers, and among the shocking details they shared was the exact number of troops who have elected to not roll the dice with their life, 376,925. Almost 377,000 soldiers across all the branches have made the brave decision to defy the orders from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to become fully vaccinated. And by doing so they have set into motion a collision course between President Biden's Marxist military brass and their dreams of faithfully and dutifully serving their country. We'd be incredibly naive, however, to characterize their refusal as simply being medical, and the decision to remove them simply being about safety. It's no coincidence that the majority of those refusing are Christians, vote Republican, and espouse conservative political values. What the Covidians have attempted to sell as a policy of due diligence is in reality the perfect ploy to purge the ranks of the culture which won World War II, the thoughts that birthed a nation where believers could unabashedly worship our Creator, and expel critical thinkers and patriots who may think twice if ordered to massacre Americans. And this is the appropriate time to share the second shocking report relayed to me by a concerned military officer. The Pentagon just showed a PowerPoint slide with the warning that the mass removal of troops could cause an armed rebellion. The war which birthed this nation was an armed rebellion against a tyrannical king who had lost touch with his subjects. The British weren't giving shots but did shoot many American civilians in Boston for daring to protest injustice. They didn't carry out a quarantine, but did place many U.S. cities under siege, and limited the passage of people who didn't have the right papers or proof of submission to the Crown. 1776 is starting to quickly resemble 2021. But at an exponentially faster pace and with a deeper concentration of demons circling. Let us pray we don't play into the hands of the tyrants and Machiavellis who seek to artificially and prematurely start a violent revolution, which may undoubtedly tear this country to shreds. But let us also pray we don't forget the decisive and necessary actions, and the cost of blood paid by generations old and new, to guarantee you and me the right to write, read, and meditate on these words of resistance. Hold the line, the fight for our nation's survival has just begun.